B-Pod Studios.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Radio. My name's Weirdbeard, standing in for James and Robbie Landis as we bring you the best of esports and video games while we're on Christmas break. That means we're bringing you some of the best segments of our radio show over the past couple of months that you may have missed. But we don't only talk about professionals in the gaming scene. We also do an entire show dedicated just to college esports. So if you're a kid going into college or a parent trying to find out more about what colleges your kids could go to or even what kind of money they could make just to be able to go and play collegiate esports, you can find Checkpoint XP on campus, hosted by our friend Norris Howard, over on our website at checkpointxp.com. Still to come in the show, we play a game called Are You a True Gamer to find out who amongst us is the true gamer lord. By the way, answer is pretty wholesome. Also, can Microsoft save GameStop? We'll find out all that later, but right now, BlizzCon Online 2021.
Gaming's biggest showcase conventions, BlizzCon, was supposed to happen this November, but like most large gatherings, it had to be canceled due to COVID-19. But fear not, because BlizzCon has just announced they're going virtual in early 2021. Robbie, what's the deal with this?
Honestly, this kind of surprises me a little bit, but I guess also doesn't. So you mentioned BlizzCon being one of the biggest gaming conventions. What's unique about BlizzCon is they were one of the first companies to really pull everything that they do out of the big conventions like E3, Tokyo Game Show, GamesCon, and basically just did their own showing.
Like they took the ball
year.
And they said, we're going to take it to our own place and we're doing our own show.
And so every year, all of their announcements always come out of BlizzCon. They also do stuff like the Overwatch World Cup, but obviously due to COVID, nothing's happening this year.
And some of the people who might not be familiar, what are some of the games associated with the
Overwatch, Blizz? Diablo, World of Warcraft.
Huge franchises.
They have big franchises.
And it's not only just the franchises, like Blizzard is a part of Activision as well, or Activision is part of... it's one of the two.
Activision, they're arm in arm.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And so, like, remember, like, you don't just get... Like, it may be all Blizzard games, but they also set the tone for everything else that they're doing. If they go, hey, this is going to be a banner year, they're going to dump everything that they have from every company in.
Now, this is why this was surprising, is the past few years, there's been more controversy than excitement that has come out of the BlizzCons. And so I think a lot of people thought that with them canceling BlizzCon this year, that it was a little bit of like a boon for Blizzard, because now they could take a year off, probably weren't going to have a lot of big announcements anyway, and now they have an excuse to do so.
Let me play you a quick, the clip that's most remembered for a BlizzCon going wrong was them talking about a Diablo mobile game and the reaction that people had to that.
The current plan is to be on mobile, both Android and iOS. We don't have any plans at the moment to do PC.
Ooh, they're not happy.
Do you guys not have phones?
Yeah, you guys all have phones.
Like, BlizzCon has gone very poorly for them sometimes.
Yes, but I think the reason this surprised me is because, again, we're going to have a World of Warcraft expansion that's coming out this month, later in October. So maybe we'll get word on some more Diablo 4. I think that the only way that this ends up a success is they have to announce at least the date for Overwatch 2. If they don't do that, like that's what people are craving for right now, if there is not a release date for Overwatch 2, then BlizzCon Online will go just as bad as that clip did.
Yes. You're calling it right now. Yep. Either Overwatch 2 or bust.
Listen, because do not let me speak for the Overwatch fan base that I think Robbie represents.
Careful, don't, because Robbie will
But like, they Blizzard is on Overwatch fans' last nerve at this point, and they need, the only way to get out of the doghouse and stop sleeping on the couch is to actually announce Overwatch 2. If you don't do that, it's a waste of your time.
That's fair.
You teased us goodbye.
Any other predictions of what we might be able to expect?
Oh, you'll probably get a Hearthstone expansion as well.
And that's like the Magic the Gathering type card game they have.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm not really sure what else we should really expect from this. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Interesting to see what it all boils down to in February of 2021. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We were just talking about how BlizzCon has decided to take their convention virtual in February of 2021. Well, while we were speaking on BlizzCon, co-founder of Blizzard Entertainment has made a big announcement about his future with the company and some of his plans down the road. Robbie, should fans of Blizzard Entertainment Games be worried?
Well, first of all, yes, but that's a completely different story. So the guy you're talking about, co-founder of Blizzard and former president of Blizzard, Mike Morhaime, he actually retired. He stepped down as president back in 2018, and he has now just confirmed that he is creating a new studio called Dreamhaven, and he is joined by the StarCraft II lead designer, Dustin Browder, Warcraft III producer, Chris Sagetti, Hearthstone production director, Jason Chase, and the original Hearthstone game director Eric Dodds. I mean, he's essentially setting up what is going to end up hopefully being Blizzard 2.0. And I think for me, more than anything, what this says, right, the co-founder, CEO of Blizzard Entertainment, right, he created this thing from the ground up, was with them for, you know, what 20, 30 years, I think. And then he finally retires from Blizzard, but he didn't actually retire. He obviously still wants to make games. I think that says more about what's happening at Blizzard than it does anything else, right? Because they were bought out by Activision, I think, 10 years ago.
Yep.
And then once he stepped down, that's when all these controversies started to happen. So it really seems like Morhaime was the one kind of like holding back the floodgate, and he lasted as long as he could, and now he's off doing his own thing. You know, it kind of sucks for people who have been fans of Blizzard, you know, for so long, but it's really exciting to see, you know, that he's not done yet, that him and a bunch of these other visionary minds still want to bring games, you know, to gamers.
The tone out of it, though, was big middle fingers. You know what I mean? Like, it was not like, hey, you know, I just so happened to do another project. It was like, hey, if you're sick of dealing with those jerks over there, like, we're starting new stuff over here, baby. Yep. Like,
okay. Any word on what kind of games could possibly come in?
Not yet. So far, all we know is that they're working on some stuff. They haven't given any hints to what it is or what we could, you know, expect out of it. And I mean, even when you look at Blizzard, look at everything that they've done. From, you know, Warcraft was obviously their first big hit, which is like your tactical, you know, real-time strategy sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then eventually that turned into World of Warcraft, a massively multiplayer online game. And Overwatch was originally supposed to be another MMO like World of Warcraft, but then ended up getting spun into sort of this, you know, hero-based arena shooter. You have a card game that they do, the MOBAs like League of Legends and Dota. That actually spawned out of a fan-made mod for Warcraft 3, wasn't it? So, I mean, so many different games spun out of what Blizzard has created. It's impossible to tell you what sort of game they might be looking to create first.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, because they now have free reign, right? Like, this is not a scrappy startup company that's trying to, you know, they have to make a game that they know fits into the mold of what people are already going to buy.
These are seasoned veterans that kind of know what they're doing.
They get to call the shots of what they want to do, how they want to do it, and they should count on people buying it just because of who they
are. That's fair. Lightning rarely strikes twice, so I don't want to say that whatever Dreamhaven makes, they're going to come out and like change the face of gaming again. But whatever they end up coming out with, don't expect it to be like anything you've seen so far.
Overall, hopeful or doubtful?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, super hopeful.
Yeah, it looks, the future looks rosy for them, but, you know, it's going to be down to actually making something. You can make as many guesses as you want until you have a game, like, it's just guesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, excited to see what comes out of the new project over there by the former co-founder, right? Former co-founder of Blizzard Entertainment there.
If you want to find out more about how BlizzCon Online 2021 is going to be going down, plus what the latest news in the Blizzard Creator new studio is, you can head over to our website at checkpointxp.com for all the latest updates. Coming up next, Callie gets married in a video game, and it's a video game that she spent years on. Not to mention, she met her wife there. What video game is it? Find out next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. 2020 was a long and difficult year for esports, and everyone is hoping that 2021 will be a better one. Let's take a look at where the major esports stand in the new year. The LCS spring season will kick off on January 15th with the LCS lock-in tournament. The spring season, meanwhile, begins after the lock-in event finishes up. Competitive Valorant will be much more official and organized in 2021. Riot has announced the Valorant Champions Tour, a season-long series of competitions for 2021. Call of Duty League will will look to build on their successes in 2020, but a lot of questions remain for the game. Will the switch to a 4v4 format work out? Time will tell. Overwatch League is also scheduled to get back underway in 2021, with all the teams being required to have a playable roster by early January. February 2nd through March 28th will mark the return of in-person events. 32 teams have been invited to Korea to compete in the PUBG Global Invitational. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.